If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.
So I was telling us before the break here, I'm afraid to say things because oftentimes when you say things, you get in trouble. And I don't mean, it could definitely be taken a certain way. But let me tell you what happened to me the other day. Now, I had to go to a place called the mall. The mall. And I didn't go to, like, International. I didn't go to, what's the other fancy one in Tampa? There's International. There's, come on, boom, right there, right near the airport. West Chase. Nope. You know what I mean. I went to a place that I spent a lot of time as a youth at. St. Petersburg Staple Tyrone Mall. And you're probably going, Will, what the hell did you go to the mall for? Why do you need to go to the mall? Well, I needed a specialized item, and I needed it today. I couldn't order it online because it wasn't going to get there in time. Last time I did the show solo, I told you about my stepfather and his how he torments me with football and claims to be a big Detroit Lions fan. Doesn't own any Detroit Lions gear, but claims to be a huge Detroit Lions fan. And this is his year. And the Bucks suck, and the Detroit rules. And somewhere Panda is out there saying, this guy sounds cool. You guys would get along. It was his birthday. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go get this biggest Lions fan ever some Lions gear. Because he doesn't have any for his birthday. And I looked online, and Amazon's pretty good. But I needed, like I said, I needed it now. You know, I was going to see him. And so I stopped by the mall. That's where you get stuff. At the mall. That's where you did get stuff. And I don't want to sound mean. I don't want to sound classist. But it was a flea market at Tyrone Mall. I don't know. The flea market, like the wagon wheel. And by the way, I'm trash. So I like the flea market. I liked the flea market. I think there's one in Oldsmar still, but that's a little far. I was a frequent goer of the wagon wheel flea market here in Pinellas Park. Loved it. It was great. But you kind of knew what you were getting, you know? It was just kind of shocking to me to see flea market folk at Macy's. It just didn't make sense. It didn't make sense to me. And the first thing I noticed, too, was a man who appeared to be on some sort of opiate. I would say probably just knowing the pattern. I'm going to assume fentanyl. And he was just standing in front of the entrance of Tyrone Mall, nodding out, but doing this, the Frankenstein, this totally standing up and not going down, but just like knees buckled, you know, zombie, you know, stance. And obviously that's terrible. And there is some sympathy that lies with me. But what are you doing? I mean, like, you don't have to have a high IQ to know that this is going to get you in trouble. Like, if you get too out of control with the medications, the prescribed pills, and yes, I understand the Sackler family helped destroy the country and paid off doctors to prescribe these pills and created an epidemic and then cut it off entirely, said no more of this, and then just opened the doors to the cartels to ship these drugs into the country, and now people are hooked on them. And like, I don't know, just looking at this guy, he didn't seem like he was a former construction worker, and he might be, you know, who fell and had a workman's comp accident and, you know, needed medication and just got hooked on him. And I got the vibe that he picked it up. And like I said, I could be wrong, but I get the vibe that he picked up this habit for fun. You know, perhaps over COVID, a lot of people started drinking, smoking, doping. And I, you know, part of me is sympathetic to that, but especially that drug, the opiate drug, you know, that is a one-way ticket once you start going down that road, it's like, brother, sister, you better get off pretty quick or you're taking it all the way to the pearly gates, because that's a one-way road. So I'm just like, man, why would you get started on that, knowing what it does to people? Like, everybody has DARE in fifth grade. Everybody knows that this is not good. And maybe it's because of that. They go, no, that's not going to happen to me. And then all of a sudden, I don't know. But I'm not a violent person. I'm not tough. I'm not any of those things. But I just got the urge to just shove them over and wanted to just kick them in the behind and skit, scram, get out of here. It wasn't even, well, I mean, I guess he was too knotted out to even ask for money. I'm sure he was when he was sober, but I don't know. And I think it's a culmination of things that are starting to get to me over time, because I see how things are getting worse. And I'm sure that you do too. When you look outside, when you go to stores, grocery stores, you see the prices have gone up. You see the quality going down. You see a society that's held together barely by, I don't even know anymore. It seems like we're living in two different worlds, at least two different realities, depending on where you stand. You know, politically, I guess, or I don't even know anymore. It's very confusing. But we don't have a community anymore. Certainly, there's tribes, but they're not, certainly not a community, really. And I think Florida here is better than other places. And I don't know. I'm walking around the mall, and like I said, I feel like a jerk saying it, but it was flea market people all around. And I'm going, this is just weird. Because like I said, there's Macy's right there. That's a prestigious brand. Like, I don't shop at Macy's. But everybody's walking around. And it's pretty barren, too, I should say. Like, I remember the mall being, like, jam-packed. It was a place to be, always. And it was just, you know, not much going on. And the people that were there just didn't look like mall people, that's all. Maybe I'm a jerk. I didn't know what I walked into to try to find this Detroit Lions shirt. Figured it'd be, I'll get that, run out, be done with this place. I stopped into, well, I was looking for Sports Fanatic. Apparently they don't have that anymore. I don't know. It's owned by Lids now. So I stopped into Lids. I go, well, maybe a hat will be good. I can get in, get out. Lids was right there as soon as I walked in. And the guy goes, no, no, I don't have it. I'm like, this is a hat store. Like, you don't have any Detroit Lions hats? No, no. What? Don't you have one of everything here? I thought that was the deal. You know, like, or a lot of every team that's out there, especially NFL, the most popular sport in the country? No, no. He's like, well, you could go down and check the other store. I usually work at that one. I think we have a few. Okay. So I had to walk through the disheveled masses to get to the other store. And nope, don't have it. Well, we got this one, and it's like a snapback. My 65-year-old stepfather is not going to wear a snapback Detroit Lions. So I found him a shirt. I did find him a shirt. It was like $40. What the frick? God damn. So I pay for the shirt, and I want to get the hell out of the mall now. This is not fun anymore. But I need vitamins. There's a GNC there. The GNC, nice guy that's in there. But again, I feel like I'm being classist here. But bad tattoos, like all on his, got like one on his face. He's got like going down his arm. That's the first thing I notice. And, you know, tattoos are fine. But I don't know, man. What's up with the, don't do fentanyl and don't get tattoos. What's going on? Maybe I'm just an old fuddy-duddy. I don't know. But he was a nice guy. And the GNC itself looked like, you know, when North Korea has like 60 Minutes come over and Kim Jong-un, that fat little baby, takes him around and shows him like, hey, it's pretty cool here, huh? And they have like a mock store and be like, we're not starving. That's insane. Look how good we have it. That's what it looked like. There was just like a few things of each item. This wasn't, you know, in the before times where it was so much options and so much choice and so much product. It was all gone. So I found a multivitamin there. And I go, I think this is on sale for $10. He goes, no, it's ringing up as $14.99. I'm like, yeah, but look at the sticker. I mean, it looks like it says 10. He goes, yeah, I don't know, man. It says $14.99. Okay. I guess I'll take it. I don't know. So he goes, okay, cool. And rings me up. And I'm waiting for the card to go through, the credit card. And I go, dude, it's weird in here, right? And he goes, oh, man. And then his eyes lit up. He goes, you have no idea. You have no idea. I don't think the mall is going to be around too much longer. And I thought, wow, that's a shame. And we started kind of reminiscing. He goes, this is where I used to come as a kid. And I was like, yeah, me too. I spent a lot of good times in the mall. And he goes, yeah, me too. I'm bummed. He said, but it's just a mess. I just don't think it's going to be around too much longer. And I go, well, that's a shame. And we kind of parted ways there. I got my vitamins and got the hell out of the mall. This time, the guy that was nodding out seemed to be more aware, and he had a buddy with him now, probably getting his other score. So that was depressing. Then I went to, I'm a TJ Maxx man myself, a Maxinista is usually where I do my, what do you even call those stores? The Home Goods, Marshalls, Discount Homewares or something. I'm not really sure. But I stopped at a place called Ross. Now, Ross was pretty good. I got a few good things there and tried them on. And there was a nice lady that was manning the dressing rooms there. And I'm listening to, they're playing music, normal music, like George was talking about. It's the same music that you always hear on their closed caption store radio. I don't know how they do that, but then they're doing announcements, like ads for Ross stuff, and I'm sitting there listening to it, kind of passively listening to it, and I can't understand it. I'm going, whoa, what? These are words. Clearly, these are words, and they're going into my ear, and my brain can't figure out. So now I'm worried. I'm like, am I having a stroke? What's going on here? No, they're in Spanish. All of the ads are in Spanish. The music, I think, was all in English, but I honestly, now I'm not sure. So all the ads that I heard, the announcements in Ross, are in Espanol. I mean, how does that make you feel? 727-579-1025. And see, here's where you teeter on, oh, you're racist? Well, no, but we live in America. You know, English has been our language for a long time. Our official language, anyway. Well, it's a melting pot. Yeah, I know. But still a little weird, right? And then these people get in line behind me, and they're talking really loud. Really, really loud. Which is annoying. And they're also speaking in Spanish. Now, it wasn't the Spanish that made me mad. It was the loudness, the decibels that they were speaking at that was making me mad. But it didn't help that it was in Spanish. You know what I mean? Like, not trying to be a jerk off, but I couldn't even understand that it was just noise that was going and insulting me. It was raping my ear. Sorry, Rob. And I can't even make it out. I can't even understand it. So it was a little annoying. And I just wanted to turn around so bad and just go, ah! Scream. I don't like this. I don't like feeling this way. But I'm never going to the mall again. I don't think I'm ever going to the mall again.
I'm Attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slip or fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injured on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.